Robert Murphy is in the studio with me tonight. I've been looking forward to being with him and hearing poems from his latest collection titled From Behind the Blind. Additionally, almost 10 years ago, with the support of two very special women in his life, Robert founded Dos Madres Press. Both Robert Murphy and Dos Madres Press are based right here in Cincinnati. Robert, so good to see you.
Thank you for having me. And it's with great trepidation, however, that I come to try to speak a little bit about these poems as well as read them, because, frankly, the poems themselves are the doors to the reality which they themselves elucidate.
They speak for themselves. I can attest to that. So let's start off with a poem. I must say it's one of my favorites. We were talking about age before we went on air. So this poem is titled At Age 60.
At Age 60. The voice in him said, to split wood all day in the summer sun is to wish yourself dead. In retort or threat, he swung the heavy maul instead with greater violence, as if it was his thought to break himself in two, and not the shingle oak that lay at hand. To no one in particular he replied, or was it to address the stinging flies, it may well be the last thing that I do. For who or whatever it is that sleeps in me tonight sleeps dead, certain that his thoughts ring true. Better ways doubtless have been tried, and quicker too. But no one ever slept half so well in the daily distance of diminishment between, dear God, the likes of me and you.
That's you with a capital Y.
That's right.
So I loved the physicality of this poem. And it also made me curious because there's an epigraph at the beginning of your book. I'll read it if I may. It includes a quote from Thoreau that goes like this. All that he could think of was to practice some new austerity, to let his mind descend into his body and redeem it and treat himself with ever-increasing respect. So if you would, talk about the connection, or not, of Thoreau's words that you chose to begin this book with, and this particular poem, or did you see it in relation to something else in the book?
I think, by and large, unbeknownst to myself, in fact, I did not even know I had a book of poems. These poems have been written over a long period of relatively long period of time since Life in the Ordovician, so 5 or 6 years. The quote itself is actually part of an essay from my mentor and friend, William Bronk, a wonderful, wonderful poet. Some feel he's been dead now about 13 years, certainly our greatest metaphysical poet and one of the great poets of the post-war period. Bronk felt that reality, we are incapable of perceiving it in its true form, always escaped from us. And in this regard as well, my sense of being in our thoughts in our body, that is, that the mind actually might descend into the body and give recognition to it, or give recognition to that relationship to it. And actually, at age 60, speaks to that conundrum or that play between thought and body, and also, obviously, the divine, and wherever that may reside as well, because there are other poems here that speak to the soul, speaks directly to God in some fashion. And where that divinity relies, I'm going to say it resides in each one of us and perhaps in every entity. So in the poem, I'm splitting wood. There's an absolute physical act in my body, but it was a recognition of the thought that was playing there as well, that in multiplicity, in the splitting, and there's obviously poems in here or prose pieces about trees and branches and so forth, and the greater, let's call it the tree of life, or perhaps the tree of knowledge and good and evil, that sort of thing. But the splitting through multiplicity, the only way we know unity or sense unity is through the multiplicity and the tension between the one and the many. So the book is basically referring to inside and outside and the double nature of ourselves as being, as it's been called, the ghost in the machine, the ghost in the factory, or whatever you want to call it, in the body. What is it? What is it that speaks? Who is it that is speaking now? In other places in the book, I speak of that I could have been anyone. I could be anyone. And I feel this is true of all of us, of course.
I want to go to another poem, and I am assuming that this is the title poem. It is called
Yes.
The Blind.
Yes.
And the title of the collection is From Behind the Blind. Mm-hmm. So if you would read that for us, please.
Sure. The Blind. It comes to us as the hunter does from behind his blind, having waited out his long day's thinking. He would have nothing to show for his hunter's patience, and tired, only for a moment closing his eyes, is suddenly startled to find himself awake inside. Outside, Orion, in a star-filled sky, blinking.
This is a 60s thing also. I can't remember who to attribute this to, but I recently read or heard that poetry elevates and renovates. Mm. And I thought that, it applies to many poems, but I loved it about this poem because in one sense you have this person who has, if you will, nothing to show for being behind the blind all day. But of course, then there's this renovation, if you will, this elevation of his experience at the end of the day. How does that fit for you with this poem?
Well, in the sense, it's part of the dichotomy. In one sense, it says a hunter. Well, we have one idea about the hunter who's someone who goes out. But this hunter is in his blind, and the blind, when we can speak of a duck blind or a deer blind, which is, in effect, a place to hide and look out from onto the world. And my sense of it is I, at least, have always been in the blind. And in the sense, the poem, we could say the body is a blind. I think of the chink that the blind might have as it hides the hunter from his prey. It's very much like our eyes, which we are dominated by in terms of our senses, I think, for the most part. And the fact that sometimes we have to gain, you said renovation, one might say realization or inspiration, or to come to an understanding of the basic unity of inside and outside. You have the hunter, of course, Orion as a constellation is the constellation of the hunter as well. And you have dark, and the motifs go out throughout the book, light and dark, inside and outside, and the basic tensions between the two and what those tensions produce. If it is leaving one's rational self, going into, a dream state, as the hunter might have, being tired, fell asleep, say, in the daylight, in the dark, in the blind, but wakes up at night, blinking in that bemused state where he is one and the same with the constellation, the hunter outside. And again, it's the play of which has always interested me between dichotomies, but also speak to a basic unity to all
and
things.
Poetry is so wonderful in incorporating both of those big things in a small space. I want to jump to another part of your life very briefly because I want to congratulate you. Dos Madres Press has been around for almost 10 years. Yeah. Not an easy thing to do. This is a small press committed to publishing artistically beautiful volumes of poetry. What's been the most joyous thing about this for you?
Well, in large part, it's been the extraordinary friendships, because I do a lot of communicating with the authors. We're very easy in terms of evolving a book to approach what we feel is, and my wife Elizabeth is the designs and font, the covers, it's all of her work. She is the doula or the midwife. I'm merely the messenger or the transmitter of information, but she is the true creator. And she has invariably, the authors have been absolutely beyond happy in terms of what we've been able to produce. And of course, in a world which is ever more virtual, to be able to pick up something is important to me, physically, visually, tactily, because we're admittedly, I think, more and more immersed in that which is not part of that universe. And frankly, it's going to probably tend and trend to that into the future, but we're going to be a little island for a little while longer.
I want to thank you for being with us tonight, but I also want to thank you for certainly delighting us with your poetry and with the poetry of many people. Thanks you so much.
A deep, great pleasure, as I think Whitman said about poets and readers, if they're not, or listeners, if they're not great listeners, they're not going to be great poets. And so it's a great honor to be a partner in this.
Thank you. I've been talking with Robert Murphy, publisher of Dos Madres Press and poet, about his latest collection of poems titled From Behind the Blind. You will find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.